Good evening, everyone, and thanks
Love
for joining
Talk
us.
Radio.
I did that too.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for joining us tonight. First of all, Janet and I would like to thank everyone and let the people know who were involved in Sandy's wake that our thoughts and our prayers were with you and still are in the aftermath of your cleaning up. Our show tonight is about higher consciousness, and I'm Marcia.
And this is Janet.
Thanks for coming along. So, Janet, what do you have to tell us tonight about higher consciousness? Let me get my speech right here tonight.
The purpose for higher consciousness is to connect us to our spiritual side. That's where we feed it. Well, first of all, we feed it with the Word of God, but we need to learn to relax and clear our mind and be able to hear. You know, praying. We all do good at praying, but a lot of times, many of us are not good at receiving and hearing from God. God wants to talk to everyone. And I think it's John, in the book of John, he says, my sheep hear my voice and follow none other. So we have to learn to calm our minds and clear our minds and be open to, and in a state of higher consciousness is where everybody is psychic to a degree. Everybody has that intuitive ability, especially it comes on in a fright-to-flight situation.
Well, I think my mom always called it your gut feeling. What
uh-huh.
does your gut say?
Yeah, what does your gut say? Because that's actually where it comes in at, solar plexus. That's where that term came from. I feel it in my gut.
Right. My gut says it's the right thing to do.
That's right. So we hope that people will call in tonight and give us their input, their comments, their experiences. And we're all on this spiritual walk, and we need to recognize we're a part of consciousness in the body of Christ. And the all-supreme, all-knowing God consciousness and presence with which we desire to connect. And that's one of our purposes. And we need to learn to meditate or learn to relax. I mean, some people you don't have to do formal meditation. Depends on how deep you want to go and how far you want to go. And but it does connect you to spiritual realms. There is a certain amount of precaution here because, you know, Scripture says that our battle in life is not with flesh and blood, but with spirits in evil spirits in high places. Yeah.
Well, this is true, and all around us we can see that. But let me state real quick, Janet, for those of you out there listening and who would like to call in, the call-in number is 646-378-1297. And we can be found currently on Facebook at Janet Thornburg, and that's Thornburg. Or you can follow us on Twitter at Spiritual Perceptions. Or if you have a prayer request or a spiritual need of some sort, you can email us at spiritualpercep, P-E-R-C-E-P, at AOL.com. And we look forward to hearing from you guys. Okay,
yes,
Janet.
We do.
Back to you.
And prayer requests, definitely. We pray in our church every day. Morning and night, and we do lots of requests. We get a lot of, and we'd like to hear your feedback too, and or anything that we can do to help. And again, our last show, this was going to be the topic on our last show, and there was a lot of power outages and things, so we did a lot of prayer work during that time for the people that were victimized by the Sandy. So, and now a church gave money, and our prayers and thoughts are out to all those people who are trying to get their lives back together, because I certainly know what it's like to suddenly have nothing. Ever been that way, Marcia?
Yeah, I found myself that way a time or two in my life, and God's given me the strength and courage to pick myself up by the heels, dust myself off, and head on back out there.
That's it.
It's not easy. Oh, it's not easy, but, you know, if you have the knowledge inside of you, your gut will tell you, hey, you know, you can do this. So that's what I did. And that's what you did, huh?
Yes. Yeah, I was in a fire and found myself homeless with the clothes on my back and kids. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, it's
okay,
a very humbling experience, although I remember the fire. I was heaving all my photo albums. That was what was important to me. My Bible, my photo albums. I was heaving them all out the windows. Got it outside and put it in a motorhome that I had there, and I saved those. But I damaged my lungs in the process, getting my animals and everybody out. But you know, they're better. They're better. God's
healing. They will recover. They will recover.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes a long time.
It takes a while. But, you know, Dana, for people to look at a higher consciousness for themselves, you know, you can kind of teach someone how to meditate. And to me, prayer is just like talking to God like he's a friend, a good friend that I would sit and tell anything to. And let's face it, he's not going to go gossip about what I say. You know, I can tell him anything.
That's it. He longs to have an intimate relationship with us, just like that, talking to him like we're talking to each other, talking to him and trusting in him is a big thing. But some of the reasons for higher consciousness is the spiritual blessings that come with it. Ephesians chapter 1 talks about how God will bless us, and all of our blessings are in our spirit. So to me, it behooves us to connect to our spirit. And, you know, we have everyday consciousness. We're conscious of the fact that I'm looking at this computer and that I'm on the radio show right now, and this is what we're doing. The higher consciousness is a state, some term it as a state of samadhi, or a state of higher consciousness where you're listening and you're learning, and it teaches you also to be more more psychic, more aware. You can see things differently and from a different standpoint. So it's a good reason to connect. And Galatians 3:5, Galatians 5:25 talks about walking in the Spirit works miracles. So it's another good reason to connect. And it gives us our inheritance, and it helps us to move forward with our relationship with God. So to me, those are really good reasons.
Well, I think, and this is kind of the analogy I use, because most of my background has been an office background. And I try to tell everybody, you know, once you put it in God's inbox, let it alone. Live your life like it's already yours, you know, and just keep on day after day. Live in the moment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in God's inbox and leave it alone. And when you hit that higher consciousness and you're like, okay, and, you know, a thought about the issue comes to mind, you have to remind yourself sometimes, hey, I put that in God's inbox. He's handling it. And be happy, and the universe will move heaven and earth to get you what you've asked for, if that's the best thing for you. If not, you're going to get something better. You know, it's the attachment to the thing or the object and not the outcome of the situation that people do and create such bad karma for themselves by hurting other people. They get into a turmoil or a panic because it's not happening as quick as they think it should. And then they turn negative about the situation because they didn't leave it in God's inbox and live today. And I think it takes a higher consciousness to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. We judge everything by our five senses. And I'm not saying, I mean, that we need, those are given to us for a very good reason. You know, it's just like your eyesight will show you that something, you're not going to step off this cliff or put your hand in that fire, you know. But in higher consciousness, it's not like that. You know, it's you receive wisdom, you receive guidance, and you know, the benefits of it. When I was in seminary learning to become a minister, I was going to college and I was working a job. And meditation, you know, even 20 minutes of meditation can be equivalent to 8 hours sleep. Talk about being able to go. You know,
well,
you,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
You can get a lot of energy.
Well, you know, when I first started learning to meditate, I would look at that 10-15 minute meditation, and you know, it was like taking a power nap.
Mm-hmm.
They say if you're going to take a nap, not to take one longer than 15 minutes, and that meditation was like taking that power nap, and it was amazing to me.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits. It gives you energy. You know, if you have a hectic schedule, and also longevity. People who meditate and learn to relax, it's like the Sabbath, okay? The Sabbath was made for man. And it's to rest. And the Bible talks in several places about entering into God's rest. And I always, you know, growing up, used to think that meant when you died.
Right.
You know, I thought that's what that interpretation meant. But what it means is a state of bliss. It's a state of not worrying, not you're totally trusting God. And as you feed that side of your spirit side, you will become more like that. You know, things that used to really worry you will not worry you. It just comes off you like water off a duck's back. So those are the benefits. It helps you. And, you know, worry is a habit. It's a habit. People worry as a habit. But when you reach a state of higher consciousness, that's when you're receiving from the spirit world. And
well, you know, I saw an article on AOL not long ago,
okay.
And I'm going to have to pull it up. I'm trying to pull it up, and I can't seem to get it pulled up right now because I had bookmarked it, that there was a scientific research study done that shows the brain in prayer and meditation. The conclusion of the study, was that people who pray and meditate use a portion of their brain that is not normally used, and it's very active in prayer and meditation. Which,
yes,
you know, makes sense to take you to a higher consciousness. You're not using, this is not a part of the brain that's used normally, it's more active. You know, so it does show that something physically goes on in a person's body when they pray and meditate to get to that higher consciousness. I'm going to have to find that article, and anybody who wants the information, if you email us at spiritualpercept@aol.com, we'll make sure that you get that information. Since our show is kind of short this evening as compared to normal, like I said, we'll get that out to you if it's something that interests you. Janet, about a minute.
Uh-huh. Hello.
You have about a minute, Janet?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
To wrap up, and maybe we'll carry this into our December show and go a little further with this and ask our callers to call in with your thoughts and experiences and share with us.
Okay. But higher consciousness is a state of consciousness way above the intellect and our emotions. And, you know, our everyday future is determined by the choices we make. It's done unto us by the way we think. And the choices we make are determined between our intellect and our emotions.
Well, that's why we should always choose the good thoughts and bring the good things into our life, as opposed to dwelling on the negative and bringing those into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So for all of our listeners, For all of our listeners tonight, we appreciate you listening. For all of our archive listeners, we appreciate that you do that. Thank you. Good night.
Hello?